In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus' first miracle after his baptism is a fun one. I mean, it doesn't involve those life and death things, or leprosy, or demons, or blindness. It involves a party, a bride and a groom at their wedding reception, and wine that ran out just a bit before its time. Jewish washing water becomes wedding wine, the very best wine at the feast. It's a fun miracle, isn't it? The wedding party is saved, the wedding couple is rescued from embarrassment, and they all lived happily ever after. At the surface, that's how our text reads this morning. And from the surface, we can gather a few little things. We can see how Jesus approves of marriage and how he blesses it with his presence. We can take note of Jesus' desire to have table fellowship, to eat and to drink with people. And we can see the abundance of God's goodness in gallon after gallon of the finest wine at the feast. And we can note that even the little things are important to the Lord. Running out of wine wasn't exactly the end of the world, and yet the Lord and Creator of all things paid heed and took note of this couple's need, and he gave them his very best. What a wonderful wedding gift it was. But there's much more to this miracle. There's more going on than what meets our eyes and our ears, or in this case, our nose and taste buds. It's so easy for us to miss what God is telling us, what God is doing for our salvation. The evangelist St. John invites us to look deeper within this miracle. He wants to lift us out of the mundane world of weddings and washing water and wine and into the light of Christ. John calls this miracle a sign, the first and chief of the signs that Jesus did. A sign is, of course, an event filled with meaning. It's revelation. It's epiphany. A sign brings to light something that is hidden. Well, this miracle brings Jesus to light. It delivers who he is and why he came. This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. There are seven signs in John's gospel. The seventh is the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Then Jesus' hour of glory comes, and he dies. A sign stirs up faith. It causes us to see Jesus in a new light. Here, precisely at this time and at this place, on the third day at Cana in Galilee, at a wedding party, his disciples put their trust in Jesus. They believed in him. Not simply because he changed water into wine, but because of how and when and why and where he did it. The covenant that God had with his people had brought them to this point, to the point of God sending his only son into the world to be born a child of Mary. And just when it seemed as if Israel had run out of wine, when things were hopeless and Israel's joy appeared to have run dry, God sends new wine in the person of his son, the fruit of his vineyard, God's private reserve, a gift of his love. God reserved the best wine, his greatest word, until the end, when he sent his Son to become flesh and dwell among us. The law came through Moses, the scriptures tell us, but grace and truth come through Christ Jesus. The law cannot save us. Moses cannot lead us into the promised land. Our works under the law can't make us pure, because we are sinful. We are sinful, and the law only condemns us. Our sin robs us of our joy, and the law is there to remind us over and over and over again, there is no wine. It offers no help, no comfort, no solution. But the gospel says, turn to Jesus. He has the words that can help you. Hear his words. Do whatever he tells you. And so what will the bride and her guests do now that the water has been changed into wine for all of the guests? Well, she must learn to live, and to learn to live in the freedom of Jesus, delighting in the joy of his wine, trusting his word, believing in him. And you and I must learn to do the same. We must continually learn to live in the joy of having our sins forgiven, the joy of table fellowship with Jesus, the joy of being his bride, his people, his church. When Jesus and water get together, watch out, wonderful things happen. Ordinary water becomes extraordinary wine, and a wedding feast is filled with joy. How can water do such great things? Well, you know, it isn't the water that does these things, it's the word of Jesus. With his word, water becomes the best wine at the wedding feast. With his word, water becomes holy baptism. A washing of water with the word, purifying sinners with the death of Jesus, cleansing the stain of sin, and bringing new life. With his word, wine becomes his blood, and bread his body, given to you for your forgiveness and for your life. Wherever the words of Jesus are preached, and the supper of his body and blood is served, there the Lord is having a Cana in Galilee. God has saved the best for last, for now, for you. You are his honored guests, and we, his disciples, believe in him. In Jesus' name.